When the motivation is gone, it's about being consistent until the motivation comes back.
What happens when a United States Marine sits down and has a conversation with a clinical psychologist? What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Crazy. I'm Demetrius Thigpen, also known as Meech Speaks. Now, RT could not be with us today, but we still gonna talk crazy on today's episode. All right, so with that being said, before we even get started with today's episode, I really want to just clean something out real quick or address something. The Talking Crazy podcast has been moved back to Mondays. We would no longer be dropping on Wednesdays. Once again, the Talking Crazy podcast will be moved back to Mondays so you can jumpstart your week and we can go ahead and get started with today's episode. All right, now Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. All right, I was born on Thanksgiving. I was born on a Thursday. And what I love the most about Thanksgiving is the family and the atmosphere that it brings. The food, being in the kitchen, music's playing, drinks is going, we dressed up, you know what I'm talking about, family coming over, we laughing and everything like that. I love Thanksgiving, man. I love Thanksgiving. And I love Thanksgiving so much that I've even hosted Thanksgiving on a couple of occasions. And I've been hosting Thanksgiving, to be honest with you, I want to say about since 2016, you know, I would invite people from my shop, come over and we would eat. My family would come down when I was in North Carolina. When I moved to California, I kept it going and I've always either, you know, hosted Thanksgiving or I would go somewhere else and we would co-host Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is really one of the big holidays for me. But Thanksgiving has also showed me so many things about people that just make me just want to take a step back and I have to address it. Now, what started in something on Instagram has now evolved into a full episode that happens every year. And with that being said, let's go ahead and get started with Thanksgiving 101. Now, first thing I want to talk about is the guests. All right, and I'll say this again, all right, is that the guests, who you bring is who you're responsible for. Ain't nothing worse than when somebody come to your house, you know them, but you don't know the guests, and the guests is like kind of like standoffish. I'm gonna let you know right now, you ain't doing that at my house. I need you to be friendly. I need you to be merry. If your guest is your spouse, you know what I mean? Like that was your plus one and y'all coming over. Make sure that y'all already done hashed out whatever the fuck going on in y'all household before y'all come over. And what I mean by that is that if y'all two fighting or bickering and stuff like that, don't bring that negative energy into my house. You feel me? Don't bring that unnecessary hostility in my house. I ain't trying to play the middleman inside of my own house. You feel me? All right, like last time we had somebody come over and him and his wife had been getting into it. What the hell is going on? You know what I mean? Wife jumping out the windows and shit like that. It's Thanksgiving. This a holiday. The turkey in the oven. What y'all doing? Why y'all fighting? So if that's the case, don't come in my fucking household. You know what I mean? Don't come in my household acting a fool. And definitely don't invite me over if y'all know y'all got some shit going on in y'all house. I ain't doing that this year. Now, with that being said, people with kids, and I can't stress this one enough, people with kids, all right? If you got badass kids, keep your kids at your house. And I'll say that one more time. If you got badass kids, keep your kids at your house, all right? Don't come to my house with your badass kids. If you gentle parenting, keep your kids and your gentle parenting at my house. I mean, at your house. Because one thing that happens at my house on a regular basis, especially when a child is acting up, we whoop kids. And I know that may not be for everybody. You know what I mean? That may not be for everybody, but I know for a fact it worked for me. And I promise you, I'll pull a belt out in a heartbeat. I'll strike them down with the hand of God if a kid think that they about to come in my house and act a fucking fool. Now, if you got your kid got those damn silver things in their mouth, just go ahead and just don't even come over here because I already know they bad. I already know they bad. And one thing about a bad kid is that they got a parent that want to act like as if the kid ain't fucking bad all of a sudden. And when a kid be breaking shit, they come over and tell the kid to apologize. Fuck you and the kid. All right, so I'm going to just say this right now. If you got badass kids, just keep them at your house. All right, if your kids don't know how to play right, just keep them at your house. Because your child not about to come into my house, stress out my kids, fuck up they shit, you know what I mean? Tear their rooms up and think that everything is going to be good. If your kid don't know how to clean up after they self, I promise you right now, we just going to go ahead and address it right then and there. Now, there's a couple of things that happened in this household that I just feel like I just need to just address. One, the guest bathroom is for number one only, okay? And I say that, and I say this wholeheartedly. If your ass pisses on the floor or on the walls, then you need to sit down when you do it, okay? Don't come in my bathroom and treat it like it's a White Castle bathroom. Don't treat my bathroom like it's a gas station bathroom. Don't come in my bathroom and think that you about to go number two. Okay, I don't understand how you got dressed at your house, had breakfast at your house, listened to music at your house, got dressed at your house, then you got in your car, came to my house and realized that, oh, I gotta take a shit. Absolutely not. Okay, we got a port-a-john. If you want to go out there and use the port-a-john, you can use the port-a-john, but you won't be doing it in my house. Matter of fact, I ain't even got toilet paper in there. I got Clorox wipes. So you can be bold if you want to. You can be bold if you want to. So with that being said, don't come in my household thinking that you're going to be doing all of that. Now, guess when they bring things, all right? If you are a single parent and you bring a child, you and your child have now are considered a family, okay? And a family is considered four people or more. So with that being said, you can't just come in this bitch with a bag of chips. You can't come in this bitch with just some liquor, all right? You can't come in this bitch. No, you got to bring something that's going to contribute to the feast, okay? This ain't feed the homeless. This ain't a charity meal, all right? A lot of y'all be coming in this household thinking like, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to bring some liquor, all right? And I was going to talk about the liquor later, but I'll just address it right now. The liquor, this is Thanksgiving. I need you to have some decor. I need you to have some etiquette. We drink dark liquor on Thanksgiving. So that's cognac, that's crown, that's brandy, that that's whiskey. Okay, don't walk in this house with some damn Casamigos. This ain't brunch. You know what I mean? This ain't, don't bring no Grey Goose. Don't bring no vodka, you know? You about to walk in this household thinking this a club. This a damn brunch. This a day party. This ain't none of that. We wearing sweaters and button-ups and shit like that. We taking family photos. I done brought some pumpkins. You drunk. So with that being said, like it's dark liquor. It's dark liquor. So don't come in here thinking that you about to get to acting a fool. Now, with that being said, if you bring a family, you got to bring a feast, okay? You got to bring something that'll contribute to the feast. Now, don't worry about the turkey. Don't worry about the ham, okay? Because usually two people that are very consistent are probably going to bring those two things. So you ain't got to worry about none of that. I need you to bring some type of side. And as we move on into the food, okay, I just want to let y'all know real quick, okay? The doors will open up at about 12 p.m., okay? That's when the doors start to open up, okay? Dinner is served by 3 p.m., okay? Black people, I'm letting y'all know this right now. Dinner is served at about 3 p.m., okay? And with that, not only is dinner served at 3 p.m., okay, guest plates go out at about 5 p.m., okay? To prevent y'all from getting up and trying to leave and shit. All right. And then lastly, at about 7 p.m. is when we shutting this motherfucker down because you can't spend a night over here. But let's get started with the food. The menu. Kids plates. OK, they got one meat and two sides. That's all they need. To be honest with you, depending on what the age is, they only need one meat and one side. But we just going to go ahead and just be gracious and abundant. One meat, two sides, either ham or turkey. Ain't no kid getting no fucking brisket, okay? Ain't no kid getting no roast. They don't know what that is. They don't care. Ham or turkey, all right? Next, macaroni and cheese or mashed potatoes or dressing, okay? That's all a child really need, all right? They don't need no collard greens. They don't. Most kids don't even like it. All right. You could probably slide some yams on their plate, but they really don't like it. Okay. Now, once again, if you got one of them badass kids, they can eat outside. All right. Now, if you got a kid that's a baby, all right, the baby don't get a plate. You and the baby can split that plate. They can split that plate. The baby ain't even got fucking teeth in his mouth, and you done made the baby a plate? That's wild. All right, so with that being said, we ain't even about to get started with that. Now, the dishes, okay? We all know the host gonna have the turkey taken care of, all right? I'm gonna have the turkey taken care of. You ain't gotta worry about that. The ham, that'll be grateful if somebody brings it. Somebody usually bring it is more than likely like an aunt or a real close friend that's consistent. The macaroni and cheese. The macaroni and cheese, I'll make the mac this year, okay? Don't worry about you bringing your macaroni and cheese. Everybody be thinking that they about to bring some shit that's going to knock everybody out the park, all right? Don't worry about that, because the thing about macaroni and cheese is that you need two references, and they need to be two references that are still alive. Reason why is because I need to be able to call them, okay? I need to be able to call them. And if I can't call them and confirm that your macaroni and cheese is good, I don't want it. And your spouse can't be a reference, because they just going to agree regardless of the situation. Okay. So with that being said, don't worry about that. And I bring that up, man. I bring that up because we did a Thanksgiving. We invited the neighbors. The neighbor's wife going to say she going to bring the macaroni and cheese. I told her don't do it. I said, hey, baby, you ain't got to worry about bringing the macaroni and cheese. We got that shit taken care of on this side of the house. She said, my Mac is unbeatable. I said, yeah, okay. She brought the macaroni and cheese in a bowl. All right. A bowl is crazy to bring macaroni and cheese in on Thanksgiving. All right. I don't know who need to hear this, but most dishes is coming out of the oven, not really on top of the oven. So that was real bold of her to bring it in a bowl. And then on top of that, she had it in some saran wrap. This macaroni and cheese did nothing for her. All right. And that macaroni and cheese didn't even get touched. And she gonna get an attitude because we didn't want to eat it. I ain't about to fuck up my stomach. All right. Now, speaking of fucking my stomach up, dressing, all right, is getting served. It ain't stuffing. Stuffing is something that you put in a turkey. And I promise you, what we gonna do to this bird, you don't want to put anything in it. So there ain't no stuffing. It's just dressing. Now, stuffing goes good with gravy, but stuffing should not need gravy. All right. And what I mean by that is that if your stuffing is dry, don't bring it. You know what I mean? And at this point right now, it's okay to just say that you can't cook. It's okay to say that you can't cook. All right. A lot of y'all be thinking that y'all can cook. And the reality is that you can't cook worth a damn. So on Thanksgiving, this ain't the time for you to try to flex your cooking muscles when you don't got them. All right. And then on top of that, like, don't be bringing these TikTok meals inside my household. All right. What you see on TikTok that you thought looked good, don't bring that shit in here. This is tradition. All right. And then on top of that, these crock pots, the things that y'all been cooking in them, they weren't made for that. I done seen y'all boil crabs in there. I done seen y'all make a pot roast in there. I done seen y'all bake a cake in there. And now y'all think that y'all about to make a macaroni and cheese in there. Don't disrespect me like that. Don't do me like that. All right, I don't come in your house and fuck up your shit. So why would you come in here with these crock pot meals? So with that being said, if it ain't coming out of an oven, don't even bring it. All right, moving forward, let's talk about string bean casserole, because I don't know who need to hear this, but string bean casserole, that's not a real dish, guys. Okay, string bean casserole, that's fucking cat food. That's cat food. Why would you bring that in this household? I don't know who need to hear this, and I don't know if this is your first time listening to this podcast, but I'm black. All right, them string beans need to go in a pot with some white potatoes and a smoked turkey leg or a ham hock. Don't you dare come in here talking about we got string bean casserole, okay? Because I ain't gonna eat it. And then now you looking mad. We had one time somebody invited us over, and this is honestly the real reason why I host Thanksgiving now. Because a family invited us over, and they talking about they gonna cook and do all this. Don't worry about it. And the wives got it. I'm like, first off, I can cook, so I don't know what y'all tripping for. And she like, we got string bean casserole. I said, ugh, that's gross. They gonna get an attitude with me. I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, like, that shit is gross. It's cat food. Why would you bring that? So with that being said, ain't nobody in the house eat string bean casserole. I didn't even know about it until I joined the military, to be honest with you. Now, Let's talk about the yams. See, the yams are usually hit or miss. And the reason why I say they usually hit or miss is that some people like yams, some people don't like yams, okay? But I do like yams, and I don't mind if you put the little marshmallows on there. It'd be cute. I like it. I'll eat it. You feel me? It ain't something that I'm just going to go straight for. But at the exact same time, I don't mind it, you know? But there's this picture floating around, and it's called yamaroni and cheese, and they put the yams and the macaroni and cheese together. I don't know who need to hear this, but the yams and mac was supposed to kiss. They ain't supposed to be fucking, all right? And they ain't supposed to be together like that. So if you gonna sit there and you gonna put the dish together, you might as well just, ain't nobody about to eat that. Ain't nobody about to, we don't trust you. Okay, so with that being said, don't come in here trying to do some shit that you heard about. This holiday about traditions, recipes that's been passed down. Don't be like that. All right, now, once we done with the dishes, I just want to let y'all know real quick, grace is only going to last no more than 5 minutes. The ideal time is a minute and a half. All I need you to do is thank God, thank these hands, and let's just go ahead and get started with the food. I don't need you to be sitting in there telling me how we got to Bethlehem, how the Mayflower, what happened on the holiday. I don't need all of that. Don't be dragging this prayer out. Thank God, thank the hands, and let's get started with the food. Now, with the guest plates, all right, guest plates are already been pre-made. They've been pre-made. So you ain't got to worry about going back in there and putting shit on. And speaking of guest plates, dinner is served at 3. Don't come up to me talking about, can you get a little something to give to the kids? Fuck you and them kids. I remember one time we had a Thanksgiving. Somebody walk up behind me with a fork talking about, hey, let me just try this real quick, get to the kids because they hungry. I said, I don't know who need to hear this, but if you didn't eat breakfast before you came to my house, then you better be prepared to starve. You better be prepared to starve for the next 5 hours until this food get ready. Ain't no guest plates. And if you think that you bought my house was the first one that you was going to come to, you gonna have a rude awakening. So with that being said, and I can't stress this enough, all right, the guest plates are already pre-made. They pre-made to alleviate any issues. Don't be walking in here with a damn tray thinking that you about to dump food in here and eat for the next 5 days, because ain't nothing worse than hosting a whole Thanksgiving, come downstairs the next morning to have some Thanksgiving leftovers and ain't nothing there. So y'all not about to clean me out. Now, one thing's for certain, two things for a fact, and I will say this right here. The food that you bring is the food that will stay. And I say that again. The food that you bring is the food that will stay. That consists of drinks. That's the liquor. That's the cups. That's the plates. That's the forks. That's everything that you brought because you contributing. All right. When it's all said and done, that doesn't mean that you pack everything back up and you leave. I don't care if we didn't fucking open it. We gonna open it up again tomorrow. Don't do that. Don't be disrespectful. That lady that brought that bullshit macaroni and cheese, she grabbed all her stuff and left. I said, why would you even come? Why would you even come? You know, and one thing is that I'ma just tell y'all right now, if you can't handle your liquor, if you cannot handle your liquor, don't come. All right, this is not a day party. This is not a club. We taking pictures. There's pumpkins and shit like that out there. The kids playing. The birds chirping. We laughing and smiling. You over here drunk. All right, I bring that up because that was me. That was me a couple of Thanksgivings ago. And the culprit was because of this conquito mix that somebody had brought to my house. So with that being said, that's not even allowed anymore. Don't bring that shit in my house. Think that you about to get everybody drunk. All right. And I should have known that it was going to be an issue because the shit came in like a Tropicana bottle. And I knew right then and there that this was a devil's cup. But I poured it anyway, trying to be a gracious host. And turned out that shit fucked me. I was drunk till Christmas. I passed out before the turkey even came out of the oven. So if you think that you about to come over and sabotage, that ain't about to happen. That ain't about to happen. But with that being said, man, and I, as we come to a close to this episode, I hope everybody takes a moment and enjoys their holiday. All right. And I understand that this holiday, you know, the way it started may not be ideal, but the love that it brings in a household, that is real. You know what I mean? And take a moment and be thankful for everything that it is. I almost forgot. And it's a bonus rule, okay? For those who don't understand, and I know somebody in the military is definitely listening to this, we came on leave to this holiday, all right? So if we coming up to y'all households, you feel me? We more than likely are on leave, and we only going to be here for probably like a couple of days. More than likely, some of us is on a 96, and we got to get back before a certain time. So if you want to see us, you need to come see us. We can't get to everybody's house in the next 48 hours. It's not possible. So if you truly want to see us, then make sure that you come see us. But with that being said, y'all go ahead and stay tuned for the next episode. I'll see y'all next week.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode, because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Check the show notes. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, and we will see you next week.